Well, I think you actually do run into those two elsewhere. The belief that some groups of clients can't work is a very strongly held prejudice that and also the worry about stigma is every country thinks that they have the worst stigma in the world. And in Asia, you know, with the family system and the tradition in some countries of hiding shamefulness of family members with mental illness, hiding them, you know, in the house. I mean, I think that's another challenge. So, you know, I think there are some cultural adaptations for sure. But the principles, I think, travel pretty well. The National Evidence-Based Practices Project suggests that the single biggest barrier for centers that are committed to doing support employment is integration of mental health treatment with supported employment. That's the biggest barrier. The rapid job placement, rapid job search is easily adopted and quickly adopted. The zero exclusion is pretty well embraced by those centers that make a commitment to it. So I think if you talk about a center that's committed to doing supported employment, those aren't the primary barriers, at least according to our data. If you're talking about a mental health system, if you're talking about voc rehab, if you're talking about mental health planners, then the answer would be a little bit different. So, for example, for vocational rehabilitation, many vocational rehabilitation counselors believe strongly that you don't offer support employment to someone who is actively using drugs or alcohol. And yet the research shows the opposite, that actually is, that those folks can benefit, and that is part of their treatment, actually. So it depends on which group you're talking about.